But I want to say this to you here that may not have a personal relationship with God. You may have grown up in church, you may call yourself religious, or you may be a bona fide, full-blown, true blue pagan. Whoever you are, if you don't know God, if you are not sure that if you were to die, you'd go into His presence, sure that your sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus, I want to say something to you. God is not obligated to do anything for you. If you're listening on internet, if you're watching this at home, God is not obligated to do anything for you. You may say, well, I had a crisis some years ago. I had a terrible situation some years ago. And I made a deal with God, if you'll help me out of this, I'll serve you the rest of my life. Friend, who gave you a contract with God that said when you're in it, you live your whole life however you want to, then in a crisis, He's obligated to help you out? Let me also tell you that God has been around a long time. To be precise, He has been around forever. And He knows that prayers prayed like that have about the lifespan of a breeze blowing by. When the problem, how many vows have you made, and when the problem left, you forgot the vow?
Look what you've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord, look what you've done for me. Ever since that day I called your name, Yahweh, Yahweh, look what you've done for me. What can I do for you, my Lord? I want you to know my heart is yours. It's not a question of what you've done for me. Yeah, I'm free at last, I'm free. I owe you my life completely. Yahweh, Yahweh, look what you've done for me.
Friends, it's wonderful that we have lovely services in our church buildings, but it's not wonderful that 10 feet out our door, people are dying without God. It's wonderful that we sing about the power and experience the degree of the power, but it's not wonderful that the people who need to touch the most often receive it the least. He sent His Son to die for you and for me and our sins and our miserable pride and rejection and malice and mocking Him and cursing Him. He sends His Son to die to pay for those very sins. Then He lays it on people's hearts to pray for us, and His Spirit's wooing us. Friends, it's up to us to come. It's up to you to come. And if you don't know Him, if there's sin in your life, if you're a slave to sin, whatever that sin may be it hatred, be it pornography, be it alcohol, be it lying, be it a traditional religious spirit and judgmentalism, or homosexuality, whatever it is, if you'll cry out to God and say, God, set me free, whatever the cost, whatever the consequence, I want to live for you, set me free so I can be yours, friends, He will set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen.
What can I do for you, my Lord? I want you to know my heart is yours. It's not a question of what you can do for me. What can I do for you, my Lord? What can I do for you, my Lord? I want you to know my heart is yours. It's not a question of what you can do for me, but what can I do for you?
There's joy in heaven according to Luke 15. Joy in the angels that have over one sinner who repents.
What can I do for you, my Lord?
I'm going to give a simple call. If you don't know Jesus, this is for you. This is your time to come and to cry out to God in whatever way you know how.